Found a peanut, found a peanut, found a peanut just now. Cracked it open, cracked it open, cracked it open.
You look embarrassed. It was
rotten. Charles, if you punch anyone, let it be Bill. He wanted that to be the intro song for you.
Speechless.
I've never heard crack a peanut, crack a peanut, something else.
I like your version better. If I'm doing an iTunes, I'm doing your version of that song.
I've never seen it. That's beautiful. I've never heard that version before. That's very nice. Classy.
Charles Peanut Tillman is here, one of the finest to ever don a Bears uniform, and I'm talking about forever. Boy, do I miss you as a member of the Chicago Bears.
I miss it, too. I had some good times. Real good times. Great teammates.
Not anymore. We are sucking big time here in Chicago.
I have nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
I have nothing to do with that.
Doesn't that feel good? You don't have anything to do with
it? I do. It wasn't my fault. I did my part. I did what I was supposed to do. And, yeah. But I had a blast in Carolina. I had a blast in Charlotte.
It seemed like you did.
Yeah.
Now, Wendy will tell you this. I'm not just making this up because you're here. My argument with the Bears is every time we get a guy like you or like Matt Forte who just seems to know what to do on the field, mm-hmm. management says, well, that's not the kind of player we want, and then they send them elsewhere, and that disturbs me.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they get paid the big bucks to make those decisions. They made it clear that they were in a different direction when, you know, the new administration got in, and, hey, I respect it. It's the business, and I packed my bags and I went elsewhere. So,
but you didn't have a hard time finding work. You found work immediately.
No. Yeah. I mean, it's good to be. How can I say this in a good way?
Popular.
It's good to be somewhere where you're wanted.
Sure.
And Charlotte wanted me. Yeah. Or the Carolinas, you know, they wanted me, and such a warm embrace from the fans there in the city of Charlotte. And I had a blast. Not to say that there's, you know, Chicago, and I get it all the time from Chicago fans, like, you know, we wish you the best, we wish you were back here, and yeah, I had some great times, great experiences in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I still live here, you know. Mm-hmm. Chicago is home, but you know that this last year, you know, spending a year in Charlotte, you know, with those fans and just that community, that area, it was like a second home. It was very nice, very nice.
That's awesome. Last time we spoke to you, we were talking about middle school rules, real life, real lessons, real inspiration. I love that book.
Thank you.
It is the sweetest little book ever.
Thank you.
I gave it to my kids. We looked at it. We read it together, parts of it. I just love it. And now you're putting people together for this celebrity pro bowler tournament. I don't know how to say it, so it's pro bowl. It's playing
pro
on that.
Bowler. Yeah, you
pro
got
bowler
it.
Tournament. I was telling you off the air, how do you impress a Peanut Tillman? I said, I own my own bowling ball. It's an 8-pounder.
Yeah.
And you said, impressive. Well, then you must be good if you own your own bowling ball.
If you guys are own 8-pounder, you must be good.
Well, it's not, you know, when you're a little kid, you use a heavy ball and you roll it slowly and mm-hmm. kind of push it down there because the weight of the ball will knock the pins down.
Right.
But as you get older and realize that there's a little bit of an art form to it, the lighter ball is better because you can control it. You need some tips on your pro bowling tournament?
I'm going to do that.
Try an 8-pounder.
I will do that.
That might be too light for you.
That'll be my new thing.
What's your background with bowling? Did you bowl as a kid? Have you bowled much as an adult?
You know, the one time I really bowled a lot as a kid, I lived in Germany. I was in Pirmasens, Germany. And we went bowling every Wednesday. And this is when bowling was like 50 cent.
Yeah.
You know, we bowled a game. Each game was like 50 cents. Yeah. 50 cent a person. And we would, you know, we would walk to the little bowling, or we took a bus to the little bowling alley on posts, and that was our weekly thing that we did.
You were
did.
In a military family.
I was a military family, yeah. Yes, sir. And yeah. Had a blast. I learned how to
keep. It's fun.
I love it. I mean, it's good for old people, young people, middle class people, first date, second date, bowling league.
You that know, is if a you, good you, first date.
If you work nights and all your friends are working during the day and you don't have crap to do, get in a bowling league.
That's what I did with a bunch of gray-haired ladies in Forest Park, and they ran me ragged. Their averages were probably 180, 190.
Wow.
They were so good.
I think the most I've ever bowled, 165.
That's not bad. That's not too bad.
I've only done it like once or twice, though.
Still, that's not too bad.
You are so humble.
I want to get in the 200s, though.
Yeah?
That's
a goal.
Is
that one of your goals?
Got to get in the 200s, yeah.
I know you'll agree with me. There's nothing more romantic than wearing rented shoes.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Funny thing, I need to get my own shoes. I should, because it's disgusting. If you really, at the end of the day, if you really think about it, all the stank, crusted, just nastiness on people's feet.
Can I give you a tip? If you ask them nice, you can rent socks from them too. You have to ask really plainly, though.
No, I don't think I'm gonna do the sock thing. I'm gonna always have socks.
They spray the Lysol in there. You're only wearing it for a short time when you're bowling.
It's fine.
You don't sweat that much when you bowl.
My own bowling shoes. I might just do that. Even though I might bowl once a year, I think it's still worth it to get your own bowling shoes.
So tell us about your Celebrity Pro Bowler Tournament. It's at King's Bowl in Lincoln Park, and it's happening in July. That much I know.
July 14th.
All right.
Lincoln Park, King's Bowling Alley. Myself, my teammates, former teammates, Jared Payton, Jerry Azuma, Dante Thompson, Matt Forte, Robert Griffin III, RG3.
Wow.
Cappy Pondexter, WNBA, just myself, these public figure celebrities, if you want to call them that.
Quite a roster.
Bowling. Yeah, we just go out and raise some money for a good cause. Proceeds go towards the Cornerstone, Charleston and Cornerstone Foundation.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. We still have teams available, or if you just want to come out, have a drink, have a good time. You don't want a bowl, but you just want a drink.
Yeah.
You can go to the website, charleston.org, click under events. You can buy your tickets there. And it's just one big party, man. We're drinking, we're bowling, we're playing pool, we're playing air hockey. You know, they got a bunch of billiard games,
we should
pinball.
Go. This is like
you
got
pinball?
Pinball.
I'm in.
Yeah, it's so just a great atmosphere. And Kings, they are a first-class bowling alley, and they know how to – great food.
Yeah.
Not like bad, crappy bowling alley food with, like, the cheap, crappy nachos. I'm talking about, like, really good – 4-star restaurant food.
They have ribs and they dropped off
some
pizza.
Wait, is that Kings
who
dropped off? Oh,
yes.
Wow,
yes,
were they good.
They got really good food.
It's not like
your typical bowling alley food.
Yeah.
Come for the food and bowl a game.
Sure.
Yeah. And drink.
Why not?
Well, that's a given.
You know, the weather going to be nice.
Yeah.
Drink a beer, whatever you want. Yeah, it's going
to
be a good time.
There's no downside to this, Wendy. There's no downside. Charles Peanut Tillman is here. If you want to call in, if you want to text in, 312-981-7200.
Please call. I'm good at asking or answering questions.
He will answer your questions.
What topic do you want to talk about?
Oh, man, I'm the most interesting black man in the world.
The most in the world?
In the world. Or in Chicago right now. So I can answer any and everything.
Here's a little...
We can talk politics.
You're
we can talk medicine.
You're going to get a lot of Brexit questions. You know that.
Medical,
yeah.
Brexit,
everything.
Brexit, how you say it?
You can say it any way you want. I'm
Breast
not going to tell you you're saying
yeah.
it wrong.
Bake it.
All right, listeners, this is where we need you to come through because he's a man of his word. He can talk about anything. So come
beer,
up with a question.
Relationships.
Everything.
312-981-7200. Ask Charles Peanut Tillman a question about anything and you'll answer it.
I'm an expert just for the next 40 seconds on everything.
Call fast, 312-981-7200.
Anything past 40 seconds,
then
you SOL.
Stay where you are, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Former Chicago Bear, great current Carolina Panther, Charles Peanut Tillman in the studio with us. We're talking about your Celebrity Pro Bowler Tournament. It's happening at Kings Bowl, Lincoln Park, Thursday, July 14th. For all the info on that, you can go to your website, charlestillman.org. And you said you're the smartest black man in the world. Did he not say that?
I said that 30 seconds ago, and my 30
the rankings
seconds
have
is
changed.
Over. So now I'm your average Joe.
Oh, that's
the rankings
fine.
Have changed.
That's all right.
The break took too long. It took too long.
I know. That's what the listeners say, too. But we have people who have questions for you, and this is Carson on the line. Carson, Peanut.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Peanut Tillman, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Carson. How you doing?
One, we miss you. And two, I have these chocolate chip cookie recipes, and I've tried sprinkles. I've tried everything under the book, but I was wondering... what do you think is probably one of the better ingredients to add to a chocolate chip cookie recipe?
I would probably say vanilla extract. You know, maybe
look
that.
At you. Yeah. You know your way around a spice
that
rack,
would,
don't
that
you?
Would that might sweeten it up a little bit. You know, maybe you got to throw a little bit more flour, some egg,
M&Ms,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe some white chocolate.
There you go.
All yeah. good options.
Great answer. You yes. do know everything.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking it easy on
good
me.
Good luck with the cookies.
Good luck with them cookies.
Those are going to be good.
All right. Do you post your cookie recipe on Pinterest? Are you on Pinterest?
I am not on Pinterest.
Oh, my God. I love it. It's so fun for recipes.
Oh, okay. I'm a tasty guy on Facebook.
What does that
oh,
mean?
Oh, God, I love watching
You ever watch
that.
Those videos? I am the tasty king. Sorry, my voice
what,
got
you're
it.
You're all right.
My voice got loud.
What does that mean
it's
you're the tasty
video.
So you, oh, yeah, explain it. Go
you
for
can't.
It.
It's
I love
a,
your voice. Go for it.
Thank you. It's a bird's eye view.
Take that, Robert Forster.
It's a bird's eye view of people making these interesting recipes. I'm trying to think of one of the great ones they had. They had like a tater tot, jalapeno popper
yeah.
casserole. They show you how to make it real quickly. It's all sped up. It's fun to watch.
And it's about a 60-second video of how to make a meal.
Anything.
Anything.
And then do you in
yes,
turn try it and make
I
it yourself?
I do. My
you
daughter
do.
And I, in return, we go and we watch and we make, we replicate that.
Really?
And the food is amazing.
Oh, wow.
The recipes
right.
are pretty
it's good.
Great.
It's really good.
That sounds good.
And
right.
it shows you how honestly simple it is to
it
cook.
It is. And they put it on, it's like a hot plate.
Yeah.
And it's all on one pilot and you cook whatever.
In the
lasagna
skillet, yeah.
in the skillet. You
it's
cook
awesome.
Everything.
That sounds excellent. All right.
Everything.
I'll try
you
that.
Bake. I've made churro cups. Mm-hmm. I made this churro cup, and I put
ice
cream
in
it. Oh, you saw that?
I
one.
Saw that.
Oh, it was so good. I'm hungry now.
Now you've made Charles hungry.
I love that.
I made my own pasta. I made some ravioli. I've made the sweet and sour chicken. I've made the cheese sticks. I'm telling you, I've made so much food off
it
of this website.
Good.
It's amazing.
You know, we all like fried things. Admit it. I mean, fried
yeah,
food's
yeah.
awesome.
We're American.
The trick to it is they put it in an egg bath, then in flour, then back in the egg
yes,
bath, and then
yes,
the panko breadcrumbs.
Yes. It's like flour. Yeah, it's just that right
there. I didn't
know
you double dipped in the eggs.
Yes, or cornstarch.
What does the cornstarch do?
So you can, I made sweet and sour chicken.
Yeah.
And then I had some cornstarch and I had egg. So I dip it in the cornstarch and I put it in an egg, then I fry it. The cornstarch gives it more of a crunch.
Oh.
It kind of gives it that Chick-fil-A
yeah, right.
effect, more crunchy. And then in the cornstarch, I put, you know, all my seasoning in the cornstarch, and then I put the meat, the chicken, whatever in there. And
oh,
then
that
the
does
egg.
Sound good.
So that
oh,
instead
man.
Of flour.
That
yeah. It
so
gives
good.
It more of a crunch yeah. and it stays better too.
You do know everything.
I'm trying.
All right,
I'm
we
trying.
Have one more question for you, and this is, I'll let you explain it. Leslie, this is Charles Peanut Tillman, a guy who knows everything.
Yeah, I love that. I love you guys and Peanut Tillman. We went to your thing a couple of years ago. We took my little girl, and you signed a card for her. It was when you guys played football against, like, regular people. I don't remember the name of it.
Oh, the flag football. Was it the flag football tournament that we used to do?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yes, we were there.
So it's a bunch of Bears against regular fan. People playing in this game?
Well, you get a celebrity quarterback, one of my teammates,
oh.
And then it would be average Joes.
Oh,
and then
that's
we
a
were,
good idea.
We were the athletes, us, we were all-time quarterback.
Nice.
And so, just yeah. flag. It wasn't tackle.
Some people got a little carried away, and it became tackle. But ask your question, Leslie. I'm listening to you, sweetheart.
Okay, so I have a best friend who lost, I guess it comes down to she lost trust in her husband. He took some money and sent it out of the country and told her a bunch of baloney, and she's really freaked out, but she's still with him. But how do I tell her to get out, or do I tell her to try to trust him again? He's trying, but he's not, he's, you know, it's been a while and he's
why are,
doing good. But
this is a terrible tragedy. Bill, why are you laughing? Because are you thinking of what Charles Tillman's going to say to this?
I'm just thinking, I bet when this day started, Charles, you would not be fielding this question, but here it is.
No, I didn't. Okay, Leslie, here's what I'm going to say. How well do you know this woman?
Very well. A very best friend.
Okay, so...
And this totally came out of left field with the husband. They've been happily married for 10-plus years.
They have a close relationship, Leslie and her friends, so she can be honest.
Okay.
Have a heart-to-heart, right?
Right.
This is a tough one.
It
he
is.
Knows,
I'm rolling my eyes.
Right. Right.
Oh, God.
This is her true love.
Yeah, but is he really a true love?
Were 17.
Yeah, but look
well,
at him now.
They dated when... They dated when they were 17. They got together in their 30s, and then, you know, life progressed, and he just, you know.
And he's messing her up now. He's stealing from her.
So I think what you need to do, Leslie, is go talk to your friend. Have a heart-to-heart conversation and explain to her and talk to her and make sure you come off make sure she receives it in the right way, because obviously that's her true love and she gonna stick by her man. Say it in a very heartfelt way. I'm worried about you, and don't really throw him under the bus. Just say, I'm just concerned about a few things, and I just want to make sure you're okay.
And I'm here for you.
And I'm here for you if you need me. And then let her make her decision.
That's such good advice. You're like Delilah.
Oh, yeah.
You're Chalila.
Leslie, good luck with your friend. That's sad.
I'm sorry.
All right, we have one guy who just wants to talk to you, Jim. We have a second here. Get to it and change the subject, will you, Charles? Or excuse me, Jim.
Jim, I'm really going to change the subject. Hey, Charles, I was lucky enough to be at the Super Bowl when you guys played down there at the rain-drenched Miami and caught your glove on the way as you came off the field. How can I possibly get that cherished thing signed?
Maybe go to the bowling event.
Would you do it, Charles?
Yeah.
You do it there, yeah?
Jim, right?
Yes. Yeah, Jim is right.
Yeah, come to the event July 14th, King's Bowling Alley. I'm going to be there. A couple other guys will be there. You can get everyone to sign the glove.
Oh, that's so nice.
How about that?
I just want you to sign the glove.
I'll sign it, Jim. I'll sign it.
Right. I want to try it on. I want to see if that glove fits.
It might not fit me no more. My fingers are a little swollen and slightly dislocated.
That's what OJ said.
Yeah.
No.
If it don't fit, you must have quit.
Oh, no.
I appreciate what you've done for the Bears. You're my favorite guy there for the last 20 years. It's just a wonderful – it's bad that we don't have you anymore.
But, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. You're kind, sir.
No, I'm honest.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
Jim, attend the event, and Charles will sign the glove for you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, later, Jim.
Thank you.
All right, go to charlestillman.org and all the deets. Once again, this is Charles Tillman hosting Celebrity Pro Bowler Tournament. It's King's Bowl. It's in Lincoln Park, Thursday, July 14th. Anything else we need to know? Where do we get your book?
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. Solid advice.
That's so true.
If you want the book, a copy, your own personal copy of the book, you can go to Amazon.com. It's there. There's a Barnes & Noble in Skokie. They have a copy of my books out there if you're in the Skokie area. Hit me up on Facebook, but better off hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at Peanut Tillman. What else? I'm a Pisces. I love to cook.
Sure.
I don't like long walks on the beach.
You don't?
I don't. I'm not a sand guy. Just get right to the point. And I love barbecue. What else?
Perfect. So invite him over this weekend, listeners.
Why wouldn't you? Great to see you.
I like doing radio. I like coming on this show.
Come by more
Chicago,
often.
Chicago, you guys are amazing. Please come support
anytime.
And awesome calls. Thank you.
Listen,
thanks,
we could
Charles.
Do a. We should do an advice segment with Peanut.
Yeah.
You want to do
Let's
that?
Let's do it once a month.
I would once a month, but they can't be too serious.
No, that's all right. We'll
Leslie,
we'll
Leslie, if you listen, sweetheart, you had me sweating bullets. I was trying to give you like a true, honest answer.
You spoke from your heart.
And I spoke from my heart. Yep. And I'm sure, just again, make sure you say it in a nice way so she can receive it in a nice way. Because she will be hesitant because it's her man and she going to defend her man. She going to hold it down for him. So just make sure you say it in a nice way.
Smartest man in the world.
Sage advice from Charles Peanut Tillman. Thank you, Charles. We appreciate it. We'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.